أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء، لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى referred to His absolute authority in the whole world. And according to His absolute authority, His absolute choice of doing as He pleases. That is the quality of Allah Ta'ala, which we all have to realize and believe in Allah Ta'ala as He is. And at the same time, in there, Allah Ta'ala is also showing that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam does not control, hasn't got the authority in the whole world. And neither has he got the choice of doing as he pleases. So on that basis also, he cannot be Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Further, now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. اور اللہ پر چھپی نہیں کوئی چیز زمین میں اور نہ آسمان میں. And there is nothing hidden to Allah Ta'ala in anything in the skies or on earth. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is also absolute. Allah Ta'ala's authority is absolute. His choice is absolute. He does as he wants to, and his knowledge is also absolute. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not have any of these qualities. Knowledge which Allah had given him, that was also how much Allah gave him, so much he knew. Any of Allah's creation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the greatest knowledge of the past and the future. But it is also all that which Allah has given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He also doesn't have all the knowledge. All the knowledge is only by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And further, with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and us all also, Allah explains another great quality of Allah Ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. وَهِي تَنْحَا نَقْشَا بَنَاتَا هِي مَعَا كِي پیت میں جس طرح چاہے. It is Allah alone who makes the form of a child in the womb of the mother. That also is only in Allah's control. Whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, only Allah makes it and Allah knows that. And then further, when Allah wishes, He gave birth to Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. Similarly, Hawa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala in His absolute qudrat and wisdom that he be born without a father, biological father, just by the command of Allah Ta'ala. So all that is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Who Allah wants to make beautiful and who Allah Ta'ala wants to make ugly, it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also born in the same way. He was also nurtured in the womb of his mother for the 9 months period, which is normally for a child. And then after that he was born, and he also he ate and drank like just like all other children would eat and drink. Also, he did his number one and number two also, as all little children do. So how can God be that he also messes, he also eats, he also drinks, he does number one, number two, and these all things the Christians also admit, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all these conditions came on him. So all the people of the world together, the learned, the unlearned, all will admit and know that God cannot be such that he makes number one, number two, he messes himself, etc. So in that, where he shows on the one side the great qudrat of Allah, on the other side he shows that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not have those qualities which Allah has got, which are exclusive for Allah, and nobody has got them. None of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is Allah. He is absolute. He is one. So we should believe in Allah as He is. La ilaha illa hu. किसी की बंदगी नहीं उसके सिवा. There is no other deity besides Allah. Consequently, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala. When Allah has got all these qualities, only He is worthy of worship. And the same underlying meaning is given here also, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not worthy of worship. To worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is totally wrong. And especially when he, according to the Christian belief, the vast majority of the Christians, that he sacrificed his life on the cross, that he could not save himself also. So when that is the case, how can that be a God? A God has power over everything, not that he becomes helpless. And the two great qualities of Allah mentions here, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, Zabardast hai, Hikmat wala. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah has power over everything and everyone. The whole world, everything together cannot harm Allah Ta'ala in the least, but Allah controls, He is the most powerful. And His wisdom is unlimited. We cannot ever understand the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. In there is again that if you are a true believer, you will accept Allah as He is, the all powerful and the most wise. And that whatever He does for us in our lives, we might not understand it, but it is just good for us. It is full of wisdom what Allah Ta'ala does for us. For many a person, he might feel also, especially when people will criticize him, will speak bad about him. But if he understands, this is also, they are washing his sins. Whatever sins, and they are raising his status by Allah Ta'ala. So he doesn't feel offended at all. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, people who used to criticize them, he should send sweet meats, halwa to those people. And when they realized and they stopped criticizing him, then he stopped sending the halwa. So they said, when we were your enemies and we spoke bad about you, you were giving us halwa and sweet meat. And now when we have become your friends, you don't give up. He said, as long as you were raising my status, having my sins forgiven, so I had to pay you for that. Now you're no more paying me, you're no more forgive, having my sins washed away. You're no more having my status being raised by Allah, for what must I pay you now? So a person, when he realizes this, he doesn't go through any such condition. His matter is with Allah, and he's happy with Allah, and in the way that Allah keeps him, and he knows fully well that Allah Ta'ala is Al-Aziz, the most powerful, the all-powerful, and Al-Hakim, the most wise. And Allah does everything according to His wisdom. We have got absolutely no wisdom. And compared with Allah, we are not zero, we are minus. So the wise thing of a slave, of a banda of Allah, is to accept Allah wholeheartedly. And whatever He does, and if we bring this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I also face challenges in my life. Conditions come. But two things I do. The one thing is, I accept it is from Allah. And Allah knows my condition better, so wholeheartedly I accept it. Like a doctor, if he gives you sweet medicine, or he gives you bitter medicine, if you have confidence in your doctor, you know it's for my betterment. Whether it's sweet or whether it's bitter. You won't say if it's sweet, it's going to increase my sugar. My doctor knows more better. If it's bitter, I can't accept the bitter medicine. No, my doctor knows better. So you will accept it. So all conditions which come, I accept them, they are from Allah Ta'ala. And I hand myself over to Allah Ta'ala. He says, then I'm immediately relieved of the anxiety, tension, pressure, whatever conditions come, because now I've handed it over to Allah Ta'ala. So I don't have to worry at all. And if anyone wants to sort out any matter with me, I will just say that wafawwidhu amri ila Allah. I've handed my matters to Allah. You sort yourself out with Allah. I got now nothing to do with this case. I've handed it over to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, let us realize the greatness of Allah, which Allah has explained very beautifully here. And this is more or less the meaning of Ayatul Kursi also at the same time. And at the same, it is also Asma'ul Husna, that the first ayat, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. It is Isma Azam, which if we read, du'as are readily accepted. And at the same time, it is the answer for the Christians and all the people in the world who have got wrong beliefs. Even if we as Muslims, like the Barelwis, for example, they also believe Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to be Alimul Ghayb, which is totally wrong. Yeah, Allah gives the answers to them also. They worship their peer selves. That also Allah has given the answers for all the wrong beliefs and actions people are doing. Those answers are also given here. And if we follow it, our beliefs will be perfect and pure. And our aqaid will be completely correct. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. Amen. The most important is our aqidah, our beliefs in Allah. They must be correct and we must have full conviction and full yaqeen in all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that.